This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. And here's the things we'll be talking about today. And if you want to call in and start lining up for calls, it's 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, toll free anywhere in the United States. Busy day today. I know the calls will be ringing off the hook. We'll be talking about the real news story today. Wasn't Mueller? He said nothing new. The real news story is the DOJ watchdog, Horowitz. The Inspector General, the DOJ Inspector General, says that the former FBI official illegally leaked court documents, disclosed sensitive information, and took gifts from the media. That's what should be the big news story today, but it's been covered up by Mueller's statement today. You're not going to hear anything about this on the evening news, but the Inspector General Horowitz came out with this new information. All the big stuff is still coming down the pike. And I'm calling on President Trump, as many of my listeners and viewers have demanded today in emails. President Trump, release the IG findings early. Get them all out now. Just as you asked Barr to release all the evidence that it was a frame job. The entire FISA warrant was a frame job. Get all that out now and get the IG's report out now. And burn the Democrats. Make them look like fools. Make them out to be the criminals that they are. The time is now, man. Get it done. Alan Dershowitz says Mueller suggested Trump's guilt to help Democrats seeking impeachment. And he's disgusted by Mueller. And Alan Dershowitz, the most honest guy you'll ever find. He said, until today, I've defended Mueller against accusations that he's partisan. Who made those accusations? Me, Wayne Root. I turned out to be right. Now, Dershowitz says, I've now changed my mind. And he blasts Mueller's statement. He says, Mueller has revealed his partisan bias in favor of Democrats. And the other news story we'll talk about today is the liberal mayor of Sunland Park, New Mexico, issues a cease and desist order against We Build the Wall, and the founder, Brian Kolfage, responds to that. I've asked my producer, Andrew Paul, to get Kolfage on the show in the next day or two. We'll also have Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, the great pastor, will be on the show a little bit later on this week. We've just arranged that as well. I want to mention the sponsor of the show, and then we'll get to Bill O'Reilly. Fordham Resources is the sponsor of the show. It's Fordham is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner. Legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15 cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder value. And now his new baby is Fordham. It's a stock. It's publicly traded. You can buy it if you believe in it. You can make money. If you believe it'll do well, you'll do well. But you have to make that decision for yourself. And, of course, past performance is not indicative of future performance. I always tell you that. But the U.S. ticker symbol is FTMR. FTMR. Check it out for yourself. The website is FordhamResources.com. F-O-R-T-M. FordhamResources.com. Without further ado, let's get some great wisdom about the Mueller report from Bill O'Reilly. All right, the segment we do every Wednesday with the great Bill O'Reilly. What do the Chinese say? May you live in interesting times. Bill O'Reilly, I think this qualifies as one of the most interesting times in the history of the United States. Just a great time to be talking about politics. What say you?
Well, I'll give you some bullet points on the Mueller stuff today if you want, Wayne. Let's start with the fact, and it is a fact, this was very unfair. What Special Counsel Mueller did today was really unfair. And here's why. He was charged and paid for by We the People to investigate alleged wrongdoing. Two areas he had to try to get to the bottom of. One, whether Russia got into the United States and tried to influence the presidential election? He did that. The answer is yes. And he provided evidence, clear evidence, that the Russians, under the leadership of Putin, tried to influence our election. So, first charge, no problem. Second charge was, did anybody in the United States help the Russians and or cover up that help? First question is, no. He could find, Robert Mueller, after 2 years, could find no one in the Trump campaign or anywhere else to help the Russians try to subvert our election. But on the obstruction of his investigation, Mueller's investigation, he waffled. Okay, Mueller waffles, and here is where the unfairness comes. It is his duty, legal duty, to state the evidence that he has. So let me give it to you really vividly. Robert Mueller did not state any evidence in his entire almost 500-page report whereby he referred impeachment charges against President Trump. Whereas Ken Starr had 11 separate examples against Bill Clinton. Mueller, zero referrals, Starr, 11. Second, Mueller, instead of saying that, says, but I can't clear Donald Trump of obstruction. So we can't say he didn't do it. That's not our system, Wayne. That's a violation of due process.
Right.
Okay, number one, you are innocent until proven guilty.
Correct.
And number two, if there is no evidence to charge you with a crime, you're innocent too. It's not like
right. You
walk out of the courtroom and the judge goes, well, we can't get you now, but we still think you did it, so we're going to bring you back and bring you back and bring you back and bring you back. You can't do that. So when Mueller came up with his notes and his 8-minute speech, and he looked shaky to me, he looked tense, what he did was, it was all about Mueller. It wasn't about the country, wasn't about his investigation, it was all about Mueller. Mueller's basically saying, look, I didn't get it. I didn't find it. But that's not to say he didn't do it. So you, Congress, you should look at him. But I'm going. I'll see you later. Boy, that was unfair. Wasn't that unfair?
It was unfair, and I want to bring up one more, because you pointed out he absolutely clearly found that there was no collusion by Trump or the Trump campaign on the Russian attempts to subvert the election. Once you find that there were false charges against Trump and that a crime never existed in the first place, how could there even be obstruction? You're bringing up a charge for something that was obstructed for something that never happened. How is that a crime anyway?
Legally, it's possible. All right, it's possible if you read the law of obstruction of justice, if you do something illegal, even if there is no underlying crime, there are two areas that Mueller highlights. One, the firing of James Comey. But Mueller couldn't say that was obstruction, because you know what's going to happen in the next few weeks? Comey himself could very well be indicted on a felony.
Correct.
And if Trump had not fired, that would have been the dereliction of duty on Trump's part. And number two, the lawyer, McCann. And I have no doubt that Donald Trump vented, oh, you got to get rid of this guy. Oh, we got to do something about that. I know Trump. That's what he does. He vents. And he was frustrated and angry about this whole Russian thing, right? But that's not a crime.
Right.
You have to do it.
Right.
Okay? That's all Mueller cites in his report, and he doesn't even have evidence that the venting took place. He thinks it might have. Well, I'll tell you this. It did. And finally, and here's the crusher, if Robert Mueller has evidence that Donald Trump committed a crime and doesn't state it, then you can charge Robert Mueller with obstruction of justice. He can be charged with a felony.
Right.
So if he had it, he damn well would have put it in that report. But he did not.
So he caused more trouble on the way out the door. He left it all ambiguous and said it's up to Congress.
He wants the swamp to like him. He wants the swamp to like him.
Right.
And he knows the swamp hates Trump. He doesn't want to be condemned by the swamp. That's why he did what he did, in my opinion.
All right, last couple questions, because we're going pretty long, but I got to ask you. You know, I was the Libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2008. I was the presidential ticket. Almost won the presidential nomination, missed out, chosen to be the VP. And I left the Libertarian Party after that because of people like Justin Amash. I am so angry at Justin Amash. My dislike for him, Bill, is far stronger than my dislike for any liberal like Maxine Waters, because he's a supposed Republican, and he's lying through his teeth. The Libertarian Party, to me, was a party of people that wanted open borders and hated Israel and wanted to lose. They had no interest in ever winning. That's what Justin Amash suffers from. He hates Trump because Trump's a winner and he's winning, and Justin Amash is never going to be president of the United States. I think he's a bitter, jealous fool. What say you?
I don't know him. I know nothing about him other than, based upon what he has said so far, it looks like he's playing to his crowd in Michigan. So he's trying to solidify his congressional district. It looks to me to be politics. But you know what, Wayne? He's so insignificant. He matters not in this country. I just go, okay, that's what you want to say? Okay, you don't mean anything.
And by doing this, he's attracted a primary challenger who's a very powerful Republican, state senator of Michigan. I'm going to give my money to that challenger because I want this guy out of there. Bad news, traitor to the Republican Party. We all know there was no Russian collusion, so why is he after Trump, the only Republican? Anyway, Bill O'Reilly, we got to run. We enjoy your insights today. As always, right on the money. Thank you, Bill.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
All the years I spent with junky vitamins, it did nothing. And these vitamins are just like the best in the whole world. I don't take anything else other than them. When I first started, I was just very, like, always fatigued and tired. Within 2 days, I felt like a new person. I felt like I was in a different body. I listen all the time on the radio when I'm in the car with the commercials of the Balance of Nature, and it's really true. Everything really, really works. So I am sold.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
War now!
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio. Is the Newsmax Power Hour. We call it Root Reaction because I get to react to all the big news. And there's always lots of big news when Donald Trump's president, man. Even in the days after our Memorial Day weekend, lots of stuff going on. Busy day today. By the way, call the number, 833-WAR-TALK. We're not quite full yet. We'll take your calls for the whole second half of the show. Toll free anywhere in the United States, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. How do you feel about Mueller's closing statement in his retirement today as special prosecutor? My website, rootforamerica.com. All my columns there, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. I get great wisdom from the viewers and listeners to my shows, wayneroot@gmail.com. You can email Newsmax at any time. Let me know how you feel about the show. And if you'd like to see more Wayne Root, there's a couple things I'm talking about with Newsmax, and we'd love to hear from you. What do you think? If you'd like to see more of Wayne, war@newsmax.com. W-A-R, war@newsmax.com. I don't get that email. They do. And you can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. Sam Landis is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Sam Landis is Landis Tax Group. They took care of me when the Obama IRS came after me, tried to persecute me, not prosecute me, persecute me, and intimidate me and try and destroy my life. And Sam Landis beat them not once but twice. And whatever your issue is, whether it's an audit by the IRS or fear of an audit or missing returns or you didn't file or unpaid taxes or penalties or innocent spouse or tax liens, just call the staff at Lawyers IRS Resolution Services. It is a company under the umbrella of Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group. And you start with a free consultation with a tax lawyer. The total cost, a monthly fee of only $190 a month. Wow. And most cases concluded in 3 to 6 months. Easy number to remember, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U or wehelpyou.com on the website, wehelpyou.com. All right, some stories that you probably won't hear on the evening news tonight. First of all, it's a war zone. and I don't mean this show, Wayne Allyn Root Zone, I mean the city of Chicago, 42 people shot in Chicago over the Memorial Day weekend. 42 people. And by the way, that's only slightly above average in Chicago. That's a city run 100% by Democrats, and yet you're not going to hear about it on the evening news tonight. And then the Department of Justice watchdog, Inspector General Michael Horowitz, weighed in today on just a little sneak peek of what he's got coming. And he says a former FBI official illegally leaked court docs, disclosed sensitive information, and took a gift from the media. Nevertheless, the Inspector General said, without explanation, the prosecution was declined. Of course it was. The government is corrupt. It's filled with rats. The entire government, the FBI leadership, the DOJ leadership, the CIA leadership. Obama only hired people who hated America. He only hired people who hated conservatives and Republicans. He only hired the type of person that wants to get Donald Trump. That's who's infesting every level of the leadership of our government today. And so, of course, they declined to go after and prosecute an FBI agent, FBI official, that's clearly bought and paid for. The official became the second high-level FBI employee to be formally rebuked by the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, over media contact seen as improper or unseemly. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe was fired by the Bureau after Inspector General report revealed that he lacked candor. That's another way of saying he's a pathetic liar. Do you understand? If Wayne Root lies, I'm a pathetic liar. Any Republican lies. Donald Trump, pathetic liar, because the media hates us. But if a Democrat lies, or a Democrat operative lies, or an FBI official working for Democrats lies, they lacked candor. I love that word, lacked candor. The IG indicated in a June 2018 report on the DOJ and FBI misconduct that although FBI policy strictly limits the employees who are authorized to speak to the media, we found this policy appeared to be widely ignored during the period we reviewed. Of course it was, because they were all on the take from the Clinton Foundation. You know, I've said this before, okay? First of all, half the Democratic politicians in America are on the take, in my opinion, from the Mexican drug cartels. And the other politicians out there, and the FBI officials and the DOJ officials, you know who they're on the take from? The Clinton Foundation. Why do you think they have the Clinton Foundation? Billions and billions of dollars washed through a charitable organization that's based offshore. So nobody could tell the money comes into an offshore account, the money goes out of an offshore account, and goes into someone else's offshore account. You go check with a microscope. You will see Comey and McCabe and Strzok and Page and Baker and all the FBI officials. I guarantee you they were bribed by the Clinton Foundation. That's where the entire DNC and the Democratic Party did all their dirty work. They ran it all through the Clinton Foundation. That's the story. That's probably where the Mexican drug cartels make their money drops for all these politicians. Like the mayor of Sunland Park, New Mexico, who suddenly says, cease and desist, you can't build a wall on private property in Sunland. Why? Because you might stop some drug trafficking and human trafficking?
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
From Texas all the way to the Ohio Valley, all the way up to New York, states are getting hammered by tornadoes. Now, this has been going on for well over a week, and there's really no end in sight. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine tells Fox News that his state will recover.
We were hit really hard at three counties, one north of Dayton. But people are resilient.
President Trump says case closed in the special counsel investigation of Russia meddling into the 2016 presidential election. But Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco says regarding impeachment,
nothing is off the table, but we do want to make such a compelling case, such an ironclad case, that even Republican Senate, which at the time seems to be not an objective jury, will be convinced of the path that we have to take as a country.
USA Radio News.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right. side, Wayne Allyn-Root, your conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, patriot, America first, America second, America forever, and probably most importantly, I'm American-made and proud of it. You can't find a war like this anywhere else except the USA. I want to read you what Mueller has to say, and then we'll go right to the calls. Until today, I've defended Mueller. This is what Alan Dershowitz has to say. I'm sorry. Until today, I've defended Mueller against accusations he's a partisan. Who did he defend those accusations against? People like me, Wayne Root. I constantly said, Mueller's dirty. Mueller's bad. Mueller was on the tarmac delivering the Uranium One to the Russians on behalf of Hillary. He says, I've now changed my mind. Dershowitz was not impressed this morning by Mueller's statement. And so I want you to hear what Mueller has to say. He said, Mueller did even more. He went beyond the conclusion of his report, gave a political gift to Democrats in Congress who were seeking to institute impeachment proceedings against President Trump. By implying that President Trump may have committed obstruction of justice, Mueller effectively invited Democrats to institute impeachment proceedings. Obstruction of justice authorized impeachment and removal of the president. Until today, I've defended Mueller against accusations he's a partisan. I did not believe he personally favored either Democrats or Republicans or had a point of view on whether Trump should be impeached. I've now changed my mind. This is Alan Dershowitz talking, not Wayne Root. By putting his thumb, indeed his elbow, on the scale of justice in favor of impeachment based on obstruction of justice, Mueller has revealed his partisan bias. He has also distorted the role of a prosecutor in our justice system. It's really amazing. And then he continues, virtually everybody agrees that in a normal case, a prosecutor should never go beyond publicly disclosing there is insufficient evidence to indict. No responsible prosecutor should ever suggest the subject of an investigation might be guilty even though there's insufficient evidence or other reasons to indict. Supporters of Mueller will argue this isn't an ordinary case. It's not an ordinary prosecutor. President Trump's not an ordinary subject of an investigation. Dershowitz says they are wrong. The rules should not be different here. No prosecutor should ever say or do anything for the purpose of helping one party or the other. I cannot imagine a plausible reason why Mueller went beyond his report and gratuitously suggested President Trump might be guilty except to help the Democrats and to encourage impeachment talk and action. Shame on Mueller for abusing his position of trust and for allowing himself to be used for partisan advantage. There it is. I mean, you don't get a more fairer referee than Alan Dershowitz, who I believe is the most brilliant legal mind ever in the history of the earth. There's never been a smarter lawyer than Alan Dershowitz, but he's a big liberal Democrat, and yet I've always liked him because he's fair. And he's consistently said this whole thing's a witch hunt and this thing's wrong. And today he's telling you that Mueller had no right to do anything he did today. All right, let's grab some calls. We've got Maureen in Las Vegas on line one. Maureen, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. I love your show. Okay,
you.
Real quick. So we all know that this, you know, was being spelled out by Nadler to bring him in to testify. And obviously you helped him write the letter of the speech today. What I'm confused about, maybe I don't understand, is the Republicans knew. They knew this was going to happen. Why didn't they press for Mueller to come in and testify? Why aren't they subpoenaing him to testify? Am I missing something here?
I don't know. I've said from the beginning that Trump should have always released all of those papers involving the FISA warrant and the frame job on him. And suddenly he's doing it. He's ordered Barr to release all of them. He's ordered the DOJ and the FBI to cooperate in releasing all of these files as quickly as possible. So they're all going to be released. That's a way to fight back. And then one of my listeners today sent in a letter and said, order the IG, the Inspector General Michael Horowitz's report, to be released now. Fight back now. Let the world see what dirty people are running, the FBI and the DOJ. That's all it's about. Dirtying Trump, dirtying Barr, dirtying everybody that's going to eventually come back and want to indict and prosecute all these dirty Democrats who are in cahoots and conspiracy and a coup against the President of the United States and are guilty of treason. They're hitting Trump before he can hit them.
Why aren't the Republicans forcing him to come in and testify, Mueller? Why are they not wanting to press that?
First of all, I have no idea. I'm not sure if they have the power to do it. We don't control the House. So for all I know, only Democrats can compel you to testify because
okay.
They're the chairman of each. You're right. They're the chairman of each committee. So my guess is we don't have the right to do that. Only they do. This is why it was such a disaster that we lost the midterms. You know, only from the standpoint that this is what allowed the Democrats to have a platform to persecute and conduct a witch hunt hunt on President Trump. None of this could have happened. Nadler would have no power. Schiff would have no power. Pelosi would have no power. You name them. Maxine Waters would have no power. AOC would have no power. And unfortunately, we let this happen. But don't forget something else. The collusion and the conspiracy of Mueller. He knew Trump was innocent. And that report indicated Trump was innocent before the midterms, but he waited till afterwards to release it because he had an effect on the election. By leaving it hanging over Trump's head, Democrats elected people. It was also, it was a combination of factors. It was certainly also illegals voting. It was all kinds of election fraud, but it was also Mueller. It was also Google collusion. Google had a huge effect on the midterm elections. They literally got, you know, made sure no one saw anything positive about Trump and only negative about Trump. Anyway, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's take Carl from, Las Vegas. We've got a bunch of Las Vegas today. Carl from Las Vegas, you're on with Wayne Rude. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Thanks for taking my call, buddy. Listen to you all the time. I'm here with my lovely wife, Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hi,
Pam.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, we listened to everything today. And I just hope and pray that in 2024, candidate Pence picks you as vice president. Okay, nominee.
You're assuming Pence will follow Trump, and I don't believe that for a second. Not for a second.
You don't think so? You think he'll step back?
No, I don't think so. I'm not saying he will run. I'm saying I don't think he'd win the nomination. He's too calm. He's too nice. He's too establishment. I just think that after Trump, we're not going to settle back on another cookie-cutter candidate. I think it's got to be someone who's just as crazed to fight the D.C. swamp as Trump was. So I don't think it's going to be Pence. I don't think he's the right guy for that.
Well, look out for the quiet ones, okay? Anyway, yeah. The main reason why I'm here today.
By the way, hold on, Carl. What makes you and Pam think that I'm going to be someone's VP in 2024? makes you think it's not going to be Wayne Root at the top with someone else as the VP? Just think about that for a minute. Let that percolate a little bit.
I'll vote for you, too.
All right, go ahead. Tell us why you call. Go ahead.
The reason why I say that is because if we take the Republicans, the Libertarians, and the Independents, we can't lose. Okay, I'm a libertarian, okay? And
yeah, but listen, you're a libertarian who obviously likes President Trump, correct?
That's correct.
Now you got what do you think of Justin Amash, the congressman who calls himself a libertarian and a Republican from Michigan, who now says we must impeach President Trump? That's the problem I have with libertarians. I can't stand this. They don't want to win. They like losing,
no,
I'm telling you.
No, he's going to lose his election. That's why.
Right. Okay. He is. You're okay. Right.
So
and I'm going to help him lose.
Forget about this. All he's right. A nobody. Okay.
All right. Correct.
But let's talk about what happened today. Okay. I listened to everybody, Fox, CNN, everybody, and one person had it right today, and that was Newt. Okay. He came on, and when Clinton was investigated by Starr, okay, Starr came out, and he can't prosecute Starr. He can't prosecute because he was a just investigated. He made recommendations. Clinton lied 10 times. And he made a recommendation to Congress. This is the facts. Blah, blah, blah. And they went ahead and impeached. There is nothing that Mueller said that Trump was
correct.
Lying.
Correct. Okay. And by the way, it's not a prosecutor's job to tell you, I think he's guilty, but I had no evidence. You can't say that. If you had no evidence, the man is innocent until proven guilty. He is innocent.
And Jerry Nadler, 20 minutes after Mueller's speech, had a pre-read thing, came on, he's lying, no one's above the law, we're going to impeach. Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. And you know what? Keep it up, Jerry, because it's only going to make us stronger, okay? And
Deep State's not going to win. Deep State and the D.C. swamp's not going to win. We got them this time, I'm telling you right now. They're desperate, and they're running for their lives. Hey, Carl, we got to run. We got to run, buddy. Thank you for the call. Thank you, and hi to Pam, your wife. Thanks for the call. George in Tennessee, line 3. George, you're on with Wayne Rude. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. Great show. I'm good.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to point out that Dershowitz was right. Mueller's intent was to assist the coup while doing nothing illegal. And my take on his backwards way of saying he didn't find anything to clear Trump, or he would have said it, what I got out of that was I started thinking, what evidence could he have possibly found that would have cleared Trump? There is nothing that you could find or even look for that would end this.
Right. In other words, what you're saying, George, is there never was anything wrong. So there wasn't anything to find him guilty, and there wasn't anything to clear him. He couldn't find anything because there was nothing. It's a whole case about nothing. It's like Seinfeld. The entire show, the joke was, the Seinfeld series, one of the most successful in history, was about nothing. This was an entire witch hunt about nothing. So you can't clear Trump because there's nothing there to clear him with, and you can't find him guilty because there's nothing there to find him guilty about because none of it ever happened. There was
right.
no there, Russian conspiracy
nothing,
or collusion.
There is nothing you could have ever found that would have cleared him. And
yeah.
I think Mueller was scared of that question, and that's why he didn't take questions, because if he got to ask that question, well, what could we possibly find that would clear Trump?
Yeah, well, you know what I think? I think Mueller's the one who's afraid of getting prosecuted, and so Mueller cut a deal with the Democrats to leave with a nasty, snarky final statement against Trump. He hates Trump. We all know Mueller hates Trump. He's jealous. He's bitter. He's not the president of the United States. He can never be rich like Trump. So he's jealous. He hasn't led Trump's life. So he hasn't had the beautiful ladies that Trump's had. He's jealous of everything about Trump. So he left with a bitter, snarky statement, and in return, the Democrats get something to talk about for the next year and a half until the election, which pumps up their base, and then they agree to protect Mueller so he won't be prosecuted. That's what I believe all this was about, giving the Democrats some talking points and protecting Mueller. And of course, the deep state trying to take more shots at Trump. Wayne Allaroon, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. See you in a sec. Hi, this is Wayne Allaroon, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
War now!
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Hey, National Radio Show, National TV Show, both sponsored. USA Radio, Newsmax TV, both sponsored by Tangible Investments. Give them a call. They got some goodies for you. Here's the goodies bag. The New Case for Gold, a beautiful book by James Rickards, New York Times best-selling author, and this DVD, The End of the Road, How Money Became Worthless. Both of them are free to every caller. All you have to do is call. They want to get you educated about gold and silver. Call 800-780-9000. Don't have to buy a thing. Call for your free DVD, which has won numerous documentary film fest awards, and your free book from a best-selling New York Times author, 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Tangible Investments has gold and credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions, discount gold, silver, precious metals company, and a great friend of Wayne Root. They sell it all at a discount. How can you lose with a free book and a free video at 800-780-9000? Check it out. Go get it. Tell them Wayne sent you. Let's take some more calls. We've got Bia. It looks like, no, B in Pennsylvania. B, am I pronouncing that right? B. B, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne.
Hi.
Good. I watch your show every night.
Well, thank you.
And I just want to say this. Mueller does want the Dems to go after Trump, and he wants him impeached because I heard a while ago Mueller is part of the uranium from Russia that they sold to Russia.
Well, I told you that. Yeah, he was the guy who stood on the tarmac and handed the sample to the Russians on behalf of Hillary Clinton. Yeah.
Right. Well, I hope the Attorney General, just because they're friends for 30 years, goes after him, too.
Yeah, I hope so, too, but I don't think that'll happen, right? Because just what you said, they have been friends. These two, Mueller and Barr, have been friends for decades. So he was at his daughter's wedding. So I just don't see him going after Mueller, but I certainly see him going after Comey and McCabe and all the top leadership of the FBI and a lot of DOJ people and a lot of CIA people like Brennan and Clapper. A lot of them are in the crosshairs. I just don't know about Mueller. I wish it was Mueller. I think he's a bad guy, but I don't think it's Mueller. So we shall see. B, thanks for the call. Faith in Tennessee. Faith, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, how you doing?
Well, that's a nice upbeat voice. How are you?
I'm okay. I was just laughing because I see you got your shirt open. Who are you trying to go on a date with?
I'm just casual today. It's summer in Las Vegas. I don't always wear a tie in summer.
I called reasons, and I know you have a lot of calls, I'm going to try to make it fast. I'm going to just touch on Justin Amash, or Amash, whatever his last name is.
Justin Amash, Amash, Amash.
I want to call him Ahash. That's how upset I am with what he what he did. I was following his line of arguments because he came out with these fiery tweets starting last week. He was very vague. And it did sound like talking points. You know, both sides have them, Democrats and Republicans.
Yes.
I don't care so much about talking points if they're true. So I'm trying to look at things from an objective measure. However, he's very hypocritical. Specifically because he finally released his tweets, Tuesday? And he was saying that he did this, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and he accused, and that because it's so disrespectful, Barr of outright lying about selective quoting and context, etc. He did the same exact thing. Now, I tried to leave room for Twitter. You can only have so many characters, but he spent about 200 tweets, and I'm exaggerating, explaining why Barr is dirty, and etc. And he basically paste what he wanted to prove his point, opposed to pasting things in context. The hypocrites, no. I don't mind people virtue signaling if they actually have virtue, because it's admirable. But when you try to defend your asinine position by saying that you have the most conservative voting record, maybe fiscally, but when it came to giving illegal aliens rights to vote, he voted for that.
Yeah,
so he missed me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can miss me.
Faith, let me explain to you. I want to explain to you what I think about Justin Amash. I really want to get into this for a minute. So I don't know if you know this, Faith. I was the Libertarian Party vice presidential nominee in 2008. I was on your ballot. I was actually on their presidential ticket. I came a whisker away from being their presidential candidate. Great things would have happened, but I got stuck at the VP at the bottom of the ticket. Bob Barr was my running mate, and so it was what it was. But I was the big shot in the Libertarian Party, one of the two most important people in the Libertarian Party, and I should have been the presidential candidate in 2012, except I left the party and became Republican. Why did I leave the party? Number one, there's too many Libertarians that are losertarians. They've got an attitude that they like losing. They'd rather be pure and make believe they can never be bought and they can never be dirty in politics, and that's why we lose, and I would rather lose than win because I'm pure, and I don't want to be a loser. That's Justin Amash. Trump's a winner. Amash can never be president. Amash isn't a winner. Trump's a winner. He can't stand the winning. Number two, they were open borders. You just called it. You were right, Faith. Amash is for open borders. He doesn't want the wall. He's voted against the wall. I couldn't stand that about the Libertarian Party, and that's what made me leave. And last of all, they were very anti-Israel, and I'm very pro-Israel. Trump's pro-Israel. Amash can't stand that. Libertarianism, in many ways, is great. In some ways, it's rotten at the core. Amash is a great example. Hey, thanks for tonight's show. I got to get in one more sponsor. My doctor suggests, I almost left the show without mentioning it, whether you have gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, leaky gut syndrome, brain fog, I'm telling you right now, this stuff is amazing. It is alkaline structured silver is the best way to describe it, and it kills yeast and bacteria and viruses, and it is the greatest, and it's made some great changes in my life. Don't have brain fog. Get up at 5 in the morning, and I'm as sharp as I am at every second of the entire day. Thank you, my doctor suggests. Call them now. Only way to get the products, 866-660-9868. Toll free 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Use the promo code root, my last name, and you get 20% off. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. See y'all tomorrow.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.